Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In the last issue, boxer Eddie March was asked to stand in for Iron Man from time to time. But in his first battle, it doesn't go so well. So let's see what happens in this issue.
All right, so let's get into the next issue, issue 22. And I like the cover. The cover is pretty cool with Dynamo, the Titanium Man, and Iron Man all fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when these three clash, death must follow. Yeah. Pretty intimidating.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I do like their thought process, though. Because, you know, you're thinking, after reading the previous issue, that it's Eddie March. Like, he's on his deathbed.
Yeah.
But that's not who it is.
No.
We'll get to that here in just a minute.
I'll get there soon.
So Iron Man is rushing off to the pier.
He's zooming.
Zooming off to the pier.
And then he makes it.
Barely. But before that, though, we see the Crimson Dynamo about ready to deliver the final blow. But Eddie was able to scamper away out of the hit.
But Eddie's pretty much down for the count at this point.
Yeah, he's one more hit and he will be done. He knows that, but he still gives it his all.
Mm-hmm.
So he rushes headlong into the Crimson Dynamo, and we see basically the destruction left over is just a pile of planks and wood everywhere just splintered. And that's when Tony hops in, or shows up.
And he's like, I should have been here.
And it looks like at some point the Crimson Dynamo takes off because they're fighting, and then it cuts to Eddie just there with the suit with a hole in it, apparently.
Yeah, I saw that in the leg.
And like, it says the Dynamo's gone. Too.
Yeah, I mean, so much for being Iron Man's suit, right?
Yeah.
But Eddie passes out. And Tony, well, Iron Man, grabs him and takes him to the hospital as quick as he can.
Interesting note there, when Tony grabs Eddie in the Iron Man suit, you can see him pulling his mask off with the...
I'm assuming he also, same way he...
the cloth lines.
Yeah, he was able to depolarize it.
Yeah, or like magnet, whatever.
To get it to where it doesn't, where he can easily take it off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so once he gets to the hospital, he's sitting there waiting around. Doctor comes out, and he's like, you know, doctor, it's been hours. Will Eddie make it? And the doctor's just like, I don't know, Avenger. Like, we just can't tell yet.
And
we gotta do a couple more operations.
Mm-hmm. And we see Iron Man beating himself up.
Mm-hmm. Like you do.
Like all superheroes do when someone is on their deathbed.
Really, though, he's not beating himself up. He's beating up that tree.
He's like, oh, that tree.
He's all, I should be risking my life, but I can't let anyone else risk theirs.
Yes.
And he's like, Eddie was willing to be Iron Man the second I asked him.
Why couldn't I
keep being Iron Man?
Do it myself, yeah. But we go back to the Hudson River, where we see that crate that we mentioned on the previous issue.
Yeah, that crate, man.
It bursts open, and...
And it kind of looked like the Hulk or a Swamp Thing.
Well, with the green.
With that green.
Well, Swamp Thing's DC, so.
Yeah, and I was
like. It would have been
Man-Thing. Yeah, or Man-Thing. I was like, that's not what's there.
Just kidding.
It's not what's there. Because we saw it on the cover, and I was like.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you already knew who it was.
And we already knew who it was because it was on the cover, and I was like, oh, that cover was great, but you totally ruined the surprise.
Well, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
They do that.
So, okay. Titanium Man. Titanium Man busts out of the crate at the bottom of the Hudson River, and he climbs up and immediately gets seen by some police, who proceed to have the worst day of at least their week.
Because holy Hannah.
He is a giant Hulk figure.
Yeah.
Like, he is huge.
Hulk Manhunter, Man-Thing. I didn't remember what you had said.
It's all good. It's all good. No, you're good. But as the police are trying to take care of the Titanium Man, we go back over to Cord Factory, and we see Janice
catches a sloppy Alex.
Very sloppy.
Because he's all working on his dynamo.
Right, he's trying to fix it. Like, he had just gotten back from a fight with Iron Man, and now he's trying to do quick repairs so that he can go back to Iron Man.
Right.
And
destroy him. But he doesn't even think about what time it is, who could be in the building.
Shutting the door.
Yeah,
or locking it.
Because he was like, oh, I neglected to check the lab door.
Well, yes, but I think the one thing that we've all pieced together so far, just reading this, is that Janice is there at night.
Every night.
Do your work during the day.
Yep.
But yeah, she walks in. She sees that the Crimson Dynamo out in the suit, realizes that Alex is the Crimson Dynamo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come to find out that Alex Nevin is really Alex Nevesky.
But we only find this out after he violently shakes her.
Yes.
So I would still like to point out, no means no.
He's a dick.
He's a douche.
Yeah.
So he gives her his entire backstory of being a
screwed over working for bad guys.
Of the original mm-hmm. Crimson Dynamo.
Which I really appreciated that. Like, I mean, I know the monologue, just stop. Yeah. But I do appreciate
do like the backstory. It gives us a lot more info on him.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, like, bad guys be bad. Don't work for them, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that was a state. That was a government.
Bad governments be bad. Don't work for the bad government.
It's Russia.
It's Russia. You can't... He was...
Leave Russia.
He did.
Leave Germany.
Right, think he's
and
here.
He's still working for them.
No, he's not.
No, he
but
wasn't.
He wants revenge for them.
He wants revenge for Professor Volko.
Who was a bad guy?
Who was his mentor?
Professor Volko.
Bad guy.
The professor.
Mentor. Bad guy.
Mentor.
Bad guy.
The professor.
Why do you gotta be the voice of reason here, Ken?
He's still a bad guy, and I'm saying don't work for bad
guys. The professor found out who he was working for and then defected to the United States. But then feels like Iron Man and Tony Stark screwed his mentor over after he defected. Okay. And that's why he is so angry at them.
Yeah, because he makes it sound like what the transmission that Stark used to bring Vanko over to his side was really just a prior recorded speech by Iron Man from, looks like what they say, Tales of Suspense 46, so some time ago. I didn't feel like checking into that to see if it was true or not.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it for this word, whatever.
They note that it's a slightly slanted telling of
it's a one-sided review, like
mm-hmm.
But what was happening on Alex's end, though, is that because he was the protege to this defector, everybody in Russia was just treating him like shit.
Yeah,
so he hopped ship, came to America. Mm-hmm. The problem was, by the time he got over here, Vanko had already drowned, if I'm correct. So he's basically just taking revenge on Iron Man and Stark.
Because
he blames them for the defection mm-hmm. of his mentor.
And that's what he's telling Janice. I will give Janice credit. She did stay the entire time to hear it instead of just running off.
Right. But we don't see those panels of how that happened.
No.
Or why she's so compassionate. Plot device?
Majorly, because then he's trying to woo her again. And
she's still not having it,
but she's very nice and like, you know what? I'm going to be reasonable with you and listen, because maybe then you'll be a reasonable person back.
Well, he even says that, you know, when he got jealous of her hanging out with Stark more and more,
mm-hmm.
like he was all for trying to take everything away from him. But when he got to know her and
he
actually got to know her, he started falling for her.
Mm. Typical bad guy spiel. No one said I was wrong.
But so we see the Titanium Man come barging through the wall, because he was sent from Russia to get Crimson Dynamo, get Alex back, mm-hmm. or kill him, whichever comes first.
Whatever they have to do.
Yeah, basically silence him. And in the process, starts just destroying the lab to get him.
Mm-hmm. And Janice is in there with him, so
yes.
Now they are both
trying to
in the crosshairs.
The two of them are trying to escape from Titanium Man, who wants to take Alex back to Russia to be a slave scientist for them, basically.
Yeah, get him back on their their property and back home to the motherland, and everything would be good, right?
Yeah, because obviously everything's better,
of course,
over there in Mother back Russia.
Back home. But Iron Man shows up to the where the cops saw Titanium Man, and is, you know, just kind of asking around, seeing what's going on. Finds out it is Titanium Man, and he flies up and starts to follow the destruction, which leads to Cord Factory.
We do get note that Eddie is doing okay. He'll need another surgery.
Yes.
But that's good news, and we're all like, woohoo! Yeah,
and Iron Man feels much better, and he's all happy now.
I think the cop even makes mention of, like, it looks like he's, like, on...
He's soaring aloft like someone who's kicked off the weight of the world. Yep. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we see Tony have a win in his book for a moment.
We go back to Titanium Man and the Dynamo. And Alex was able to suit up on the run, apparently.
How that works. I mean, he probably has some, like, maybe some similar rubber-ish?
Some similar technology to get it on quickly. But he still hasn't repaired it.
To be fair, yes. But to be fair, I said this in a Captain America episode, where Captain America has a special power nobody knew about. He's able to change quickly. Because he goes from fighting a Hydra agent, knocks the guy through a wall, and then within a matter of like minutes he's able to undress the guy and dress up in the Hydra garb with a like shoulder pad thing on top of it. And then when he's found out that he's Captain America, he's able to rip it off real quick with the shoulder pad thing still on. So I don't know.
All right,
super changing powers.
They're standard theater
quick change powers.
But yes, Ken, you're correct. His suit is not repaired, so he's not really able to do anything as a Titanium Man. So he grabs Janice and he flies away. Well,
he's trying to rescue her.
Yes. The problem is that Iron Man shows up, sees Dynamo flying away with Janice, capture her.
Because let's just all jump to conclusions the time when there's another giant robot in the room.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But he thinks that Dynamo and Titanium Man are working together.
Probable.
To the point where he goes and punches Dynamo and drops Janice, and she goes falling.
And Dynamo's
which could have been real bad.
My suit's breaking. I couldn't hold her. Yeah. And Iron Man's like, what a dick. You dropped her to escape me? You terrible person.
Yeah, you making me choose? Jerk. So he goes and rescues Janice. She's trying to tell him what's going on.
She's all like, stop being a man and listen. There's no finger in there this time. Like in the
now there is.
But now there is with me. She's all like, listen. Iron Man can't listen.
He's ignoring her because he sees the immediate threat of Dynamo.
Yeah.
So he goes to try and goes to attack him. All the while, Janice is like running up trying to stop him.
And she says please, which is very polite.
Yes.
I appreciated that.
But she does reveal that Alex is the Christmas Dynamo when she's trying to tell them both to stop. And Iron Man's just like, wait, what the heck is going
on? Time out, time out.
And then that's when
who's on what team?
Hold.
But by doing that, the Titanium Man pops up, shoots a electric beam, high voltage electric beam, and hits everybody. Tony's suit can withstand it. Probably Dynamo's suit can withstand it to a point. Janice, however, does not have a suit.
Basically naked. She's got regular clothes on.
But she takes a giant hit from it. And it ultimately kills her.
Yeah.
Stark is trying to, he's holding her. He calls her darling, and that gives her an indication that this might be Tony. I mean, it doesn't specifically say.
She's kind of fading out, and she's like, you sound like Tony. Yeah.
And instead of getting the victim away, he sets her down and rushes off to fight Titanium Man. However, Alex, Dynamo, comes up and checks her. See, she's dead. And
see the difference of love.
Yes.
Which I think is very sweet.
Yes.
Even though I did not like Alex, and you've heard me this whole podcast not liking Alex, I think that moment was very sweet.
No, it really is. He really cared for her.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Tony didn't.
No.
But to a different level.
And Tony's also a playboy. He has not... He's well,
trying did we not find, just see what yeah. three issues prior he was making out with?
He's making out with everyone. With, like, there, he has no yeah. he has no problem kissing any lips.
Yeah.
I think if this was a different era, there would probably be some boy lips in here. But all I'm saying is Tony is like, yeah, this is really sad, but I have a job. Mm-hmm. And for Alex, this is like, this is really sad. This is the woman I wanted to prove myself yes. to. And Tony's just figuring out if he wants to become a man that he can prove himself to someone else.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Alex immediately goes right back off plot by blaming the whole thing on Iron Man.
Well, that's pretty on plot yeah, for
no,
Alex.
It kind of, yes, but it kind of was Tony's fault. He rushed in there. Tony,
true.
Yeah.
Yes. And then started fighting.
He aped that, like King Kong.
Yes. But we do see Iron Man attacking full board the Titanium Man, and he really doesn't give him an inch, to the point where he is able to shove him into the water to slow him down. Oh, I'm sorry. He's trying to get him into the water, but...
Yeah, he takes him out.
The Titanium Man...
magnetized his arm.
Yes. So they both go flying into the water. We do see Dynamo... I was gonna say saunter, but that's not right. Sulk off. Mm-hmm. He needs to make repairs to his armor,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to avenge Janice,
which will not turn out well.
Well,
we'll see what
we
happens.
Don't see. This is the last time we see him in this arc.
Yeah,
he doesn't show up again for a while.
We'll see. We'll see how that comes about.
Yeah, after some time, the suits become demagnetized. But Stark or Iron Man loses the Titanium Man in the water. So he goes back up to ground level, picks up Janice, and takes her over to the waiting
ambulance. That was summoned too late.
Yeah. Just a little too late.
Which I think it's very interesting that Dynamo leaves her there. And so Alex leaves her there, and Tony's the one to take her to the ambulance.
But
Dynamo's like, she's dead. I'm out.
Well, it's. I think it goes back to Iron Man's a hero. Crimson Dynamo is perceived to be the villain. Mm-hmm. So even he could have taken off his suit and as Alex take her.
Mm-hmm.
But as a villain, he couldn't.
Exactly. He is more focused on trying to get Iron Man. Like, he needs to fix the suit to avenge her.
Mm-hmm.
But to do that, he has to fix the suit. Like, it's just a... Mm.
He's probably very wrapped up, yeah. And that's where we leave that one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of this Iron Man story arc.
Janice hit boys' dicks. She dies. Tony's sad.
Janice hits boys' dicks, huh?
Janice hit.
I know,
boys'
comma.
Dicks. She dies. Tony's sad. That was like, that's the end of that book.
And that is the.
I love that.